Now, we start the MacCast with a man who is back at home. And when I say back at home, I mean he's not just back in his home after a 42-day stay in the hospital. For Jim Weimer, being back in the local gym means he's back at home and watching some basketball. Central Middle School out in Port Huron this past Monday held a special Game On Cancer charity fundraiser, and it was in honor of the longtime sports writer as he continues to fight cancer.
Jim has done many things to benefit the youth of this community. He and his wife, Patty, have given their lives to this community and have raised children who have been successful student-athletes, but even more importantly, their children have become good people who make a positive impact on others. Jim developed skin cancer recently and had aggressive treatment to follow. Due to that treatment, he had to be hospitalized, and things did not look good for a while. Things have turned around for Jim, but he is still fighting. Coach Payne Drew, he approached the Weimer family and asked the Central Middle School to do something to help out the situation. We didn't hesitate in doing our part to help someone in need. That's what this community does when one of us needs support. Cancer will lose in this game, and we are grateful that Jim Weimer is here with us tonight.
Typically, I'm not the type to get emotional when I'm covering sporting events or news events, even if there is an emotional aspect to it. But knowing Jim the way I do, this was an exception. And it was an even bigger thrill for me to get to talk to him immediately following that ceremony.
So how are you feeling?
Great. It's coming around. I've been out a couple times. This is just a great event. I can't thank school district as much. They were out, putting this together. I spent 42 days in the hospital, and I don't think people knew I was sick. A lot of people didn't, but I learned how great this community is, how the Blue Water area, there's people all over that have called me and texted me, sent me cards, support. It's been unbelievable. I just can't believe it. I was going to try to keep everything under control, but I've kind of gotten emotional through this whole thing, and just seeing people I haven't seen in a while has been amazing. So I'm very thankful that people have come out and supported this event and, supported me. It's more than I could ask for. I didn't expect this at all. I really didn't. I thought there'd be people here, but I didn't think there would be this big a crowd and stuff. So it's fun. I'm having a good time.
As you probably guessed listening to all that, there was a huge crowd on hand for this event back on Monday at Central Middle School. And among the people in the crowd was the entire boys basketball team at Port Huron Northern. Jim's son, Kyle, is the JV coach there. Let's hear from their head coach, Brian Jamison.
What does Jim mean to the community?
Well, Jim has been covering sports for all of our lives, and everybody around here knows him. And he's just a positive guy and has done so much for our kids and just put a positive spin on every story. And I think it's kind of carried over into how people feel towards him now and trying to give him that same support back that he always gave us.
Jim's other son, Joel, is also a basketball coach. He is the head women's basketball coach at St. Clair County Community College. The Skippers are off to a great start, but as you can probably imagine, this whole situation has been very difficult for him trying to do the balancing act of being a son and a head coach at the same time.
It's hard, but it was kind of easy to put things in perspective too, the importance of family and basketball means a lot to us, but it kind of fell second fiddle when he was going through those health complications. But now he's getting stronger, everything's getting back to normal.
What does basketball mean to your dad?
He loves it. It's funny being in here, it kind of reminds me of all the time I spent with him in the gym and going to different games, and kind of he's the reason why I kind of fell in love with basketball. He's always around the game.
We are talking about Jim Weimer here on the MacCast. We are joined by Paul Costanzo on the Premier Business Products Hotline as part of the Costanzo Chat. Now, Paul, you had a chance to take over for Jim when he retired a few years back, but you also got a chance to work with him. What was it like to have the chance to be around him and learn the ropes of the business from him?
Oh, I mean, it was great. I learned more working with Jim than, I mean, I have learned through college or any of my previous experiences. But I mean, the big thing that he preached and that really stuck with me, because we had a lot of the same ideas on it, was that what we do is really, it's all about the kids that we're covering. And, you know, we have a job to do as journalists, and we have to, you know, there are certain stories that we have to tell, and, you know, that kind of thing. But being prep sports reporters, I mean, these are things that, you know, we write where kids clip them out and keep them in a scrapbook, or, you know, just brighten the kid's day to read that he was athlete of the week, or just to see their name in the paper because they had, you know, 8 points and 8 rebounds in the basketball game. So he always stressed that it was about them, and that to always keep them in mind when you were, you know, working and doing your stories, because, you know, those are the people, we're serving our readers, but we're serving those athletes as well.
A big thrill for me was that when he retired from the Times-Herald, he joined us over at miprepzone.com, and so there were opportunities for me to come and bump into him at games up here in St. Clair County that I'd be covering for the Macomb Daily and The Voice, and our bylines would sometimes be linked together on pages, and for me that was such a huge thrill. How would you describe the impact that he has had on the Blue Water area?
I mean, his reach is pretty crazy when you think about it. We used to call him the mayor of Deckerville because people in Deckerville loved him. And that one of his big things, too, was that he tried to touch every area. Like, he didn't want to leave anybody out of anything. And so he did his best to cover, you know, the bigger schools, obviously, because that's where most of our readership is. But he wanted to make sure people in Deckerville, people in Brown City, people in KPAC, and people in PAC, things like that, that they knew we were around and we cared about. And that was a big thing, and I think people really enjoyed that about Jim and liked the fact that, you know, he was able to do that and kind of keep everybody involved in the newspaper and make it really an area-wide newspaper and not just a Port Huron newspaper.
As it turned out, one of those athletes he wound up covering was, as we mentioned earlier in the segment, his son Joel. We talked about his coaching career, but he was also a standout basketball player in high school and later in college. What was it like for Jim to be a sports reporter and a dad at the same time?
I mean, I think that was a pretty awesome thing. When I first got there, he was kind of following Joel all around the country when Joel was playing for Grand Valley. So, you know, I got to see right away how passionate he was about that. And his older son, Kyle, actually is coaching as well. He coached for a while with the St. Clair program, but now is currently the JV boys coach at Port Huron Northern. And so I know that just to watch Jim watch those guys, and he always tried to make time to go to their games, and even if it was just a JV game, and he'd come back and, you know, take some phone calls at night or do whatever he had to do. But I mean, he's proud of his kids, and he's proud of Tracy too. She's you know, just recently moved back into the area, but she's been a teacher or was a teacher in Chicago and the Nashville area. So he takes a lot of pride in his kids and what they've been able to do, and you know, obviously what Joel's been able to do in a short period of time in the coaching ranks is something that, you know, really, really made Jim smile.
And Jim, when you hear this, just know that we have all got your back, sir. No one fights alone, and we are definitely with you.